This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me today on Clear Energy for Life Force podcast. And it's super exciting. Today, we're going to look at the critical voice and how to clear our energy, even when we carry around some old, icky critical voice messages that we sometimes leave in our bodies. And so today is all about clearing that. And before we get going too far, I want to let you know that you could probably get more out of the podcast if you do choose to not be doing other things during it. So some podcasts I'm going to just blab, and some podcasts we're going to go into a practice of clearing, which generally requires us to be in one place with our feet firmly on the ground and no distractions. And that's the way to have the best result or the most intense result from clearing. So today what we're going to do is we're going to look at this energy when someone screamed at us or belittled us or shouted or told us we weren't worth anything or we would never amount to anything. So any voices that you've internalized somehow, possibly going back all the way to when you were little. Third grade for some reason pops up for me. I'm not sure why. I thought I had a pretty good third grade. So go ahead and just look at kind of over your lifetime, times when you were belittled by another being. And this could come in the form, it's often a parent, could be a sibling, could be a teacher. And just remember back and go ahead and say hello to the energy of that critical voice, that criticism, that you'll never amount to anything energy. And what that does in our bodies is it creates a, it's kind of like we walk around with, okay, this is going to sound really strange. We walk around with very proprietary like plugs that other plugs can plug into. So we have receptors for certain plugs. So we're very proprietary so that all of ours have unique shapes. So when someone comes around that has that same like propensity to be critical in a very similar way to someone that you grew up with, you're gonna sort of notch with them and let them do it again. It's really hideous. And insidious. So today we're just going to let go of that. We're just going to unplug from anyone who criticized. For your spirit, your highest self, your being of you, is actually beyond all of that. Yeah. And our worth is infinite. So our worth is infinite. So you can't really have enough self-worth, as it were. You cannot really actually be in the space of knowing your value too much, because there isn't too much. It's infinite. You're worth everything, right? You're worth the entire world and more. You. Yeah, you. And if you're thinking it's not you, I especially mean you. So just go ahead now and just ask, set the intention to clear some of this out of your being. And often this sits in the third chakra, which is the solar plexus area. And the color that aligns with this area is the golden sun energy. So go ahead and breathe in some golden sun energy. And just bring it to that third chakra place. Nice. And just bring some blue-violet energy up from the earth, up through your feet, and have that meet your solar plexus. And just set the intention of healing whatever critical voices that lodged in that space of you. You don't actually have to remember it. You don't have to know it all. You don't have to psychotherapy yourself. We just energetically clear anything that is keeping you from knowing your self-value and your self-worth. Very nice. And breathe a little bit more golden sunlight energy through and around your being. And there's kind of a commanding energy of taking back this space. So I actually did this with someone the other day, and we looked at the who was living inside of that space of their third chakra. And one of the authors that I've helped, Carrie Hermeri, wrote a whole book on called Energy and Weight Loss, where she talks about clearing each of the chakras and clearing anyone out of those chakras as a method for being more in tune with your body. So go ahead and just look at that third chakra area today for the space of this energy clearing podcast. And really, there's not one person who should be in there. There shouldn't be anyone in your body. Even the people that you love do best when they have their own being and body. So even the people you love dearly don't need to be inside of your space, in your actual being, right? Nice. So just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And again, ask that whole entire space to be clear. And go ahead and send loving energy, healing light energy to any critical voices that were inside of your body. And anyone who criticized you probably were not being in their right mind. So they were probably also not being in their connectivity to their source, right? So we're going to go ahead and let them all out, send them back to their source, and just send them all back to their source. Anything that shows up right now, just send it back to source. Just kind of like, and my hand's kind of doing a pulling out of my solar plexus movement. Just let everything back to source and just clear that space completely. Very nice. And come back to present. And I want to just thank you today for showing up for this session on my podcast, Energy Clearing for Life Force. I'd be curious to see if you have more life force after this episode. So I've written down a whole list of clearings we're going to be doing on the show. I have clearings upon clearings that keep popping in every time I think about what the show's going to have in it. It just keeps getting more and more wild. So look for lots of fun clearings. I have a webinar coming up that I will pop into the show description, and I look forward to many more connectivities with you. Thank you.